We are up to mitzvah Yud Gimel, the 13th mitzvah of the Torah, and that is that you cannot feed the Korban Pesach shelo nachil min haPesach liYisrael meshuman. You cannot give the Korban Pesach to be eaten by an apostate Jew, and we'll see why as follows. The mitzvah says, the pasuk says, "Vayomer Hashem el Moshe v'Aaron zos chukas haPesach chol b'neichar lo yuchabo." The Torah says, uses the language of saying that we cannot give a Korban Pesach to a non-Jewish person to eat, but we'll see that this actually means someone, a Jewish person who has converted to another religion or something of the like. Shelo nachil min haPesach liYisrael meshuman, that we should not give the Korban Pesach to an apostate Jew to eat. Shenemar, as it says, "Kol ben nichar lo yuchabo." No, literally, the way that it's translated is like, "No alien should eat from it." And someone who has gone away from Judaism and accepted other religions, they're considered for this purpose not Jewish. Obviously, halachically, they are still 100% considered Jewish, but when it comes to the Korban Pesach, they are not allowed to partake of it. Uva pirush alav. This explanation comes from Chazal, that they say, Ben Yisrael shenis nakru ma'asav la'aviv shabashmaim, then they explain it as follows, that a Jewish person who, through their actions, they've essentially estranged themselves from God, that is what Ben Nichar actually means, v'chein tergim unklas, and that's exactly how unklas himself translates it on the pasuk. Mishar she mitzvah zo, from the underlying purposes of this mitzvah, masha kasav b'shchitaso is the exact same thing that we wrote way back in Mitzvah Hay when we started speaking back around Pesach, and that is Lezeichar Nisei Mitzrayim, that this, again, is part of this whole group of mitzvot that as they apply to Korban Pesach, that we're supposed to remember the miracles that God did for us when we left Egypt. And that's why specifically it's fitting that a person who is an apostate Jew does not partake of the Korban Pesach. Since we're doing this as sort of a sign and a remembrance that God took us out of Egypt, this time we sort of came under the wings of the divine presence, and we came under the covenant of the Torah, and we came in full faith to believe in God. So it doesn't make any sense that a person who's the total opposite of this should eat from the Korban Pesach, because he's leaving the community and he's totally doesn't believe in Judaism or doesn't believe in God or anything, so he doesn't have any place in eating this, in this mitzvah. Regarding things like this, that it's just so logical, the Gemara will say that you don't necessarily need to learn this out of somewhere explicitly, rather just from human reasoning, it's so obvious. Therefore, you don't need another proof to this, it's just so clear. That's how Chazal seemed to come to prove it. This mitzvah applies to both men and to women. In the times of the Beis HaMikdash, Sheish Sham Pesach, when there is the Korban Pesach, over aleha, whoever does violate this commandment, and gives the meat of the Korban Pesach to someone who is converted to another religion, doesn't believe in Judaism, doesn't believe in God, over Allah has violated a prohibition, ve'ein bo malchus, but this person does not get any lashes, because lafisha ein bo masa, because there is no action. And so you say, what do you mean there's no action in this mitzvah? If I feed the food to this apostate Jew, I have thereby done an action. And the answer is that since the prohibition is only fully fulfilled once the non-Jewish person eats it, and that's not your action, therefore you don't receive a malchus, you don't receive lashes for this. So that's mitzvah Yud Gimel. We'll also do mitzvah Yud Dalet, since it's somewhat related, and it's also short. So the mitzvah Yud Dalet, the 14th mitzvah of the Torah, is shalon achil min haPesach leger v'toshav, that you should not feed the Korban Pesach to someone who is in the middle of converting and has not fully converted to Judaism yet, and also you should not feed the Korban Pesach to a ger toshav, as the pasuk says, toshav v'sachir lo yochabo. We'll define these words exactly, but a toshav and a sachir, you shall not allow them to eat the Korban Pesach. The mitzvah is shelo la'achil mibsar pesach, you should not feed these people the Korban Pesach, leger lo toshav, to a person who's in the middle of their conversion process, and to a ger toshav shenamar toshav v'sachir lo yochabo, as the pasuk says that we just explained. V'ha toshav hu adam et min ha'umos. What is a ger toshav? It's someone, a non-Jewish person who lives in from among the nations, who lives in Israel, shekibel alav shalola avodah zarah, who says, I'm not going to follow avodah zarah, I believe in Judaism, I believe in God, and therefore I'm going to live in Israel, but I'm not going to convert fully, I'm just going to accept that I will not do avodah zarah. V'ochel nevelos, right? He still eats nevela, right? He eats food that was not shechted properly, according to Jewish law. So therefore, this person is obviously not a Jew at all, he's just someone who respects and appreciates the Jewish religion, So therefore, he cannot get a Korban Pesach. V'sachir hu, ger shamal v'lo tzaval. And a sachir, even though technically a sachir is like a hired worker, that's how you might translate it literally. Over here, it means a person who's in the middle of their conversion process, and in particular, a male that received a bris milah, but he has not yet a tovel, that would be part of the conversion process. Shekein per shul chachamim zechonu lebracha. That's as Chazal explain it. Mishar she mitzvah zo, of the roots of this mitzvah, masha kasavnu b'achiros, is exactly what we wrote for the other mitzvahs of the Korban Pesach. This Korei Yisiyas Mitzrayim is it's all about remembering leaving Egypt. And since this Korban is specifically about us remembering the freedom that God gave us, and the covenant that we came into in complete faith with God, it's fitting that only people who are of complete faith should be eating of the Korban Pesach, and that means v'hein Yisrael gemurim, people who are complete Jews, v'lo elu she'adzayin lo ba'u b'vrish shalem imanu, and not those people who maybe are halfway there, even the people who are technically converting, they believe in everything, and they do want to be Jewish, since they are not totally there yet, they are not included under this category, and therefore they cannot eat. V'inyan harchakas he'arel me'achilaso, the same mitzvah that we have, we'll see later on, just a few mitzvahs, mitzvah Yud Zayin, that if someone who does not have a circumcision is not allowed to eat of the Korban Pesach. So, Gam Kein Mizeh HaShorosh, that idea is also sort of from this same principle, that you have to be of complete faith, completely within the Jewish faith. We'll explain that a little bit more when we get there. V'noheges B'zman HaBayis, this mitzvah applies, again, only during the Beis HaMikdash, B'zachar Mu'unakevos, to men and to women. And just like the previous mitzvah, Over Aleha V'Echil Le'ilu, a person who does violate this and gives it to one of these people, Over Alav violates a prohibition, V'ein Lokin Alav, and he does not receive lashes, because we don't give lashes to a person who violates a prohibition without doing a complete action. So that brings us to the end of both mitzvahs 13 and 14, Yud Gimel and Yud Daled. God willing, next time we'll continue with mitzvah 15, but for now, we will stop right here.